Manu Patra alert dated the 12th of March 2019. Bombay High Court has held that under law, every prisoner who is not a foreigner or a convict sentenced to death is eligible for emergency parole of 14 days for death of parents, spouse, grandparents, etc., and no authority can reduce period of 14 days without recording valid reasons for the same. Supreme Court has dismissed petition by National Lawyers Campaign for abolition of the practice of giving senior designation to advocates. Supreme Court has issued notice to advocate Mathews Nidumpara for hearing him on punishment for committing contempt in the face of court for taking the name of senior advocate Fali S. Nariman while arguing a case for abolition of the system of senior designation of advocates. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a batch of pleas challenging repromulgation of an ordinance which makes the practice of instant triple talaq a punishable offence. Supreme Court has observed that pre-deposit clauses to invoke arbitration would render the arbitral process ineffective and expensive, and also struck down such a clause in a notice inviting tender by Punjab State Water Supply and Sewerage Board. Supreme Court has stayed order of Bombay High Court that directed Federal Bank to pay 4 crore rupees with 18% interest from 1992 to the wife of late stockbroker Harshad Mehta and agreed to hear bank's plea that it cannot be asked to pay amount to a third party. Supreme Court has observed that stipulation of service of notice on other side, pursuant to issuance of notice by National Health Company Law Appellate Tribunal in an appeal, has to be complied with, regardless of supply of advance copy of appeal paper book prior to issuance of notice by NCLAT. Kerala High Court has banned use of flex and other non-biodegradable materials for campaigning throughout state ahead of Lok Sabha elections. Delhi High Court, in an interim order, has directed Ministry of Consumer Affairs to release over 6 lakh set-top boxes it had seized in January for not displaying maximum retail price, MRP, but allowed it to keep 5 of those for continuing with its probe. Bombay High Court has told Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, and other state authorities in Maharashtra to ensure that implementation of model code of conduct for Lok Sabha polls does not bring administration to a halt. Madras High Court has observed that courts cannot show any leniency or misplaced sympathy over charges of corruption, which is fast spreading like cancer, and it also upheld the suspension of a government employee. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has slammed lenders of Reliance Communications, State Bank of India, for painting a rosy picture of Anil Ambani-owned telco's asset sale plan, which had turned out to be false, and questioned why action shouldn't be taken against the joint lenders group. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has ordered monitoring committee for Chennai-based Vafna Pharmaceuticals Limited to not to hand over possession of the company to its promoter. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has banned construction of proposed road that would pass through core area of Corbett Tiger Reserve, CTR, and ordered state government to construct road as per initial plan approved by Supreme Court in 2005. Central Board of Indirect Taxes, CBIC, has clarified that goods and services taxes, GST, would not be applicable on tax collection at source, TCS, levied on goods.